I'm the music major. With
tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break, when your earth feels like it's about to shake, when you've taken all that you can take, just remember where your help comes from. Realize it's got somewhere to run. Don't worry about what you're going through. Instead of worrying, here's what you can do.
Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Now, God, move not by power, not by might, but by thy spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for those who will listen to the recording in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, minister to our hearts, our minds, and our spirits on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. If you can, come and travel with me to the Old Testament book of 2 Kings, chapter number 8. 2 Kings, chapter number 8, looking at verse number 1. 2 Kings, chapter 8, verse number 1. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 2 Kings chapter 8, verse number 1. Tonight, I just simply want to talk from this thought. It's never too late. it's never too late. Sometimes we have a tendency to look at the calendar, to look at the clock, to look at our chronological age, to look at the season in which we're living, and sometimes we think it's too late. That time has passed, on what we were believing God for, that season has gone, and we'll never recapture what God had intended for us to have. And I'm here to tell you, it's never too late with God. It is never too late with Almighty God. And we're going to see through this woman one example of God being a restorer. Even in the book of Joel, he said, I will restore everything that the palmer worm, the worm and the grasshoppers and the insects, everything that they ate up, I will restore. And he called the solemn fast, a solemn assembly, and everything that the people lost, and it was agriculture in that day, crops, he restored 100-fold. And God is saying that to us today, even as we are in the 11th month of this 2017 year, and maybe you came into New Year's resolution, into the first year, first month of the year, believing God that he was going to do some things this year. And the devil's trying to get into your head, saying, you know, that dream, that goal, that ambition, just forget about it. Tell the devil he is a liar tonight. Go for it with all your might, with all your heart, and with all your strength. Peter said a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day with the Lord. And we got to recognize God is not looking at the time and our age and the season in which we are like we are. And that encourages me. I was in meditation this week, and I was in thought, and the enemy put this thought into my head, even as a preacher. He said, it's a losing cause, or it's a losing battle. That's the thought that came to me. And he was talking about sometimes the body of Christ, the fruit that we're bearing, and sometimes you don't see maybe an outward change in someone's life. Sometimes you don't see the manifestation of what God is speaking to an individual or to a local body. And the enemy will play with your mind if you let him. That's why the Bible says you got to take every thought captive. Every thought captive. And he led me to talk about this thing that is never too late when it comes to God. Look at 2 Kings chapter number 8, verse number 1. Then spoke Elisha unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise and go thou in thine household and sojourn wheresoever you can. For the Lord has called a famine, and it shall also come upon the land for 7 years. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God. And she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistine for 7 years. Sometimes simply, you and I have to follow the instructions of Almighty God. We have to know his voice. We have to take heed to what he's saying. The word says, happy are we if we obey him. And I don't know about you, you know, sometimes it's hard to obey God. It's difficult to stay in the will of Almighty God because sometimes we don't see the manifestation. We're not bearing the fruit that we thought we would bear. Sometimes we don't feel like it. We have that spirit of discouragement and frustration coming upon us. But obey God and watch what God do. He'll take those foolish things and he'll confine the wise, and he'll show us through obedience how we can overcome any and every situation. Remember this woman back in the first part of 2 Kings, she got a miracle. She blessed the man of God. And she had a son in her old age. And then her son died. And remember, the man of God prayed to God and rose her son from the dead. Now, in the midst of a famine that's about to happen in the land in which she's living, God is showing her favor once again and telling her to break camp. You'll be able to come back for a season. You have to get out of here because there's going to be a severe famine in the land. And sometimes we look at our culture, we look at these United States, we look at sometimes our business or our vocation, us going from job to job, from house to house, us struggling financially in so many areas. God is always up to something. He will preserve us. It's never too late with God. If we talked about it last night, if we stay in that secret place, stay in love with God, been through the ups and downs in life, when our plans don't work, when it don't go according to our schedule, when we stay in love with God, when we stay in that secret place, if God can preserve you, if God can keep you, there's always a chance of God blessing you. Glory be to God. That's why I'm sorry. I'm unmovable. I'm unshakable. I have made up in my mind, even when I waver, even when I get weak in faith, even when the spirit of doubt comes into my mindset sometimes, I pray and God gets me right back into faith. That's why we can never give up on God, because God will never give up on us. There was something in my spirit. We're going to go, because I was struggling with this lesson tonight a little bit, because I was thinking about Ephesians chapter 4, which I said I'm going to teach from, and Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to look at those, knowing that God is able. That was the first title he gave me, that God is able. And we're going to look at why he is able in Ephesians chapter 3 and Ephesians chapter 4. But right here, we see this woman receiving a miracle. Now she's receiving instruction from the man of God to get out of the land and for 7 years dwell in an enemy's camp. Beloved, you got to understand, the Philistines were the enemies of God's people. But somehow he said, go and find a place where you can dwell. So she did this on her own with her family. She went into the enemy's camp and found a place to rest for 7 years. Look at verse number 3. And it came to pass at the 7 years' end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. I said, it's never too late. I said, you can give back everything the enemy tried to take from you. You can get another house. You can get a better job. If you lost a good relationship, God can restore you into another good relationship. Come on, somebody. If you was a healthy person, I went through this. I was healthy. I've never been hospitalized. I was living my life. And then I was stricken with an illness. But watch this. I'm getting happy right here. I was diagnosed in April of 2015, and I was back at work in November of the same year. I said 7 months later. Come on, somebody. 7 months later, I was back to my normal life, back at FedEx, strong enough to do my job, strong enough after 2 major surgeries, after chemotherapy, after radiation treatments, 7 months, 7 months later, people of God, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 7 months later, numbers mean something to God. 7, the number of completion. After 7 months, God was about to give her her land back, her house back. She left it. I'm sure they took her land. I'm sure. What would happen if we leave our house for 7 years? Come on, somebody. What would happen if we leave our job for 7 years? Just leave. What are the chances of getting that back? It's never too late with God, though. There's something about the number of seven, the number of completion. So the fact that we're in the 11th month, the fact that 2 months are left in this year, get it in your spirit. It's never too late with God. What he could do in 10 months, the first 10 months of this year, he can do for you in the last 2 months of this year. Glory be to God. Seven. I want us to look at this number seven. Let's look at what happened at Jericho, and then let's look at what happened to the leper Naaman, and look at the power of seven. Go to Joshua, chapter number 6, verse number 1. Joshua, chapter number 6, verse number 1. Joshua, chapter number 6, verse number 1. And yes, God can do it in 1, he can do it in 3, he can do it in 2. He's God. But it's something significant about the number 7. Look at Joshua chapter number 6, verse number 1. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. Because of the people of God, Jericho was shut up. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto you and into your hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all of your men of war, and go round about it for 6 days. And seven priests, seven, shall bear the ark, seven trumpets. And on the seventh day, seven times, the seven priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout, and the wall shall fall down, and the people shall ascend and get what belongs to them. Seven priests, seven trumpets, seven times for 7 days, and the walls will come down. I don't know who that's for tonight. Glory be to God. But put your mind on rewind. Maybe you need to go back 7 months ago and see what God said to you. Maybe you need to go back just as long as 7 weeks ago. How about 7 days ago, and see what God has said to you, and put it back into your prayer life. Put it back into the memory of God. Put that thing back into the atmosphere and watch what God do. It's never too late. It's never too late. You've had a resume out there, an application out there for 7 months, for 7 weeks. Go back and put faith on it and watch what God do. You've been unemployed for 7 months, 7 weeks. Put faith on that thing and go back and watch what God do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I had no idea. And my doctor even said it. He told me it would be a lengthy process for me to get back to my normal life. But God had a better plan. God had a greater plan. Amen, somebody. Look at 2 Kings. Look, we're going to get back to 2 Kings chapter number 8, but look at 2 Kings chapter number 5 first. 2 Kings chapter number 5. It's never too late with God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting happy. Because as I crossed over into November, there's some things that I believe God for this year that haven't manifested, that haven't come to fruition, but I'm not giving up on my dreams. Amen, somebody. I'm not giving up on my ambitions, the goals that I set for myself, what I desire from God, what I want of my own life. I'm not giving up on it. He's showing me my custom-built home. Oh, yes, he is. He's showing me a more modern home for me and my wife. He's showing me traveling with my wife and me doing some of the things that we want to do, not necessarily the things that we need to do. Are you listening to me tonight? You got to remain faithful over a few things. God will make you ruler over much. There will be those seasons where we have to sacrifice. There will be those seasons where we have to kind of play it safe and play it in reserve. But then, he said, be not weary in well-doing, for you will reap a harvest if you faint not. So you're about to reap that harvest. Some of us have been faithful in tithing. We've been faithful in serving. We've been faithful in believing God. And you think God is not going to honor you? He said, my word will not come back void, but it will accomplish that which he sent it to do. It's the people who are moving out of position. It's those who are moving out of place. I'm not moving from my blessed place. Don't move out of God's blessed place. Don't move out of his church. Don't move out of his will. Don't move out of position. God wants to bless you right where you are. Hallelujah. Are you in 2 Kings chapter 5? Look at verse number 10. Verse number 10, 2 Kings chapter 5. We're still looking at the significance of the number 7. Because this woman had to leave for 7 years. And now she's talking to the king about getting her house and getting her land back. But look at verse number 10. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall come again to you, and thou shalt be clean. Verse number 14, then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again unto his flesh like a little child, and he was clean of his leprosy. Hallelujah. If he would have dipped 6 times, he would have still had leprosy. If he would have did it 5 times and said, this is crazy, this muddy water, this muddy Jordan, what am I doing listening to this man of God telling me to dip 7 times? This make no kind of sense. If he would have let his natural thinking get in there, if he would have let his logical thinking get in, if he would have let his natural understanding outdo what the supernatural was about to do, he would have not got blessed. He would have missed his miracle. That's why I'm telling you, it may not make sense to you, but it makes sense to God. He wants to do something in your life where you can't take credit for it. Glory be to God. You cannot get the glory for this. Your pastor can't get the glory. Your apostle can't get the glory. God wants to get the glory. I tell my doctors, and I wrote the book, and I love my doctors. They help heal me, but I'm giving God all the glory. Come on, somebody. I had the best team of doctors money could buy. I had the ones, they loved me, they cared for me, they were professional, and they were personal. I got the best treatment possible, but God healed me. God delivered me. Come on. God saved my life, so I'm giving him the glory. I'm not going to misplace his glory. I'm not going to misplace his blessing. I'm not going to give into what man wants, the pressure of man, the fear of man, what man might say. God will restore you. When he give you another apartment, give him the glory. When you're walking down the aisle about to get married again, this is me and Pastor Rebecca's second and final marriage. Amen, somebody. And it's been over 21 years. God blessed us. I was at work today, and my coworker was talking about he's going to Jamaica. And I said, yeah, I've been there on my honeymoon. And I said, we heard Bob Marley, one love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right. We heard Bob Marley over in Jamaica. We had a great time. Hallelujah. We ate great food. We saw the beautiful island of Jamaica, the country of Jamaica. It was wonderful. I didn't have all that the first time around. Glory be to God. I know he's a restorer. I know it's never too late. Don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you.
Yeah, yeah.
The enemy has so many believers quitting, so many people giving up, so many people bailing ship, and God is saying, no, when the tough get going, when it gets tough, the tough gets going. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. That's it, Pastor.
Yeah.
We cannot die in the wilderness. Get my wife's book. It gets hard. And, you know, we just got to understand. When my wife and I came up, we saw this. We actually saw this. People were releasing their faith, and they were getting and receiving blessings from God. And it was almost immediate. It was almost within a normal frame of time work. But now, you can believe God for healing. You can believe God for deliverance. You can believe God for a breakthrough. And it seems like we're in a day where it's taking longer. We got to be like the sons of Sceva and understand and discern the times in which we're living. Just because it's taking longer sometimes to manifest the blessings, just because sometimes we don't see the fruit like we used to see it, just because sometimes it looked like God may be moving slower than in years past, it's just another season in which we're living in. Make the adjustment. Make the shift. Transition into the age in which we're living in. It doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that God doesn't care. It simply means we have to adjust with the culture. We have to, as Christians, make the adjustment. It doesn't matter what the culture is doing. He's still God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. So it doesn't matter that the culture is saying, do whatever feels good to you. Do whatever you think is right. Live the way you want to live. The devil is a liar. God has a standard. He said, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So we got to come up in our understanding. We can't give it. You know, I wish I can go to all these scriptures that's in my spirit right now. But in 2 John chapter 2, verse 15, he says, love not the world, nor the things of this world. If you love this world, the love of God is not in you. He was not simply saying that you can't, yes, enjoy the world, partake of the blessings in this natural world. But he's saying, don't do like the world do. We're above this world. We're not of this world. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
We have to believe God. We have to trust God. And God, I have those two scriptures, and I don't know why God is telling me to go there, but he's telling me to go there. This is Jesus talking here in John 15 and in John 17. We're going to come back to 2 Kings in a minute. I'm not done with this. Because it's never too late. That's my topic tonight. It's never too late. With God, it's never too late. All things are possible. We saw in the life of Abraham and Sarah. He said to Sarah, is there anything too hard for God? She was 90 years old. Abraham was 100 years old. And God challenged their thinking and said, is there anything too hard for God? It's not too late, Sarah. It's not too late, Abraham. Do you believe me? And the Bible says they believed God, and they got a miracle. Glory be to God. I'm 54 years old, and, you know, I tell you, I tell people I'm going to live to be 100 or plus. So I got a lot of life ahead of me. So I'm not getting impatient. I'm not losing time. I'm not going to lose my mind. God will restore everything that the enemy stole from you. Everything that the devil, the Bible says he come to steal, kill, and destroy. Yes, he has taken some things. Maybe there was a time in your life where you made a greater salary than you're making today. Maybe there was a point in your life where you had a better lifestyle than you do right now. We can look around our nation. We can look around our churches and see that some people have downsized. Some people had to cut back. Some people had to give up some of the luxuries that they become accustomed to. It doesn't mean that God is not in the blessing business. It simply means we have to make the adjustment. Amen, somebody. Go to John 15. John 15. This is Jesus speaking right here. John 15, 19. John 15, 19. John chapter 15, verse number 19. Remember at the beginning of John 15, he says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you'll bear much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing. He says, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. He told them, this is how the world we know you are my disciples, your love one for another. So he gave his disciples instructions before he was crucified because he wanted them to live a certain way. And now he's going to challenge their thinking and their understanding right here in verse number 19. Listen to what Jesus says to them. If you were of this world, the world would love his own. But because you are not of this world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Look at John chapter 17, verse number 14. John 17, verse number 14. I have given them the word, and the world hate them because they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil that's in the world. They are not of the world, even as I am not of this world. Sanctify them through your truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. So we can live in this world and not be of this world. Amen. Can't let it get in us. We cannot let the days in which we're living, and it is the last in these evil days, it is the end of the age. It is everything prophesied in Matthew 24, 1 Timothy 3, in Revelation. It has been prophesied. It has been prophetically spoken the times in which we are living in, people of God. But with God, it's never too late. Go back to 2 Kings chapter number 8. I pray this is helping somebody because it's helping me. Hallelujah. Because people are getting discouraged and they're living there and they stay in there in that spirit of discouragement. People are getting frustrated and they're living there and they're staying there in that spirit of frustration. And God is saying, no, shake yourself loose. 2 Kings chapter 8. Now look at verse number 4. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha has done. The king wanted Elisha's servant to share with him some of the miracles, some of the exploits, some of the wonderful things that Elisha done throughout his life. And as Gehazi was talking to the king about Elisha doing so many great exploits, look at verse number 5. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house, for her land. And watch this, people of God. And Gehazi said, my Lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, who Elisha restored to life. I'm about to run around my own house. Hallelujah. God says to you and I, people need to see our witness. People need to hear our testimony. You see, oh man, I'm getting excited. Calm down, Anthony. Calm yourself down. We overcome. Let me just share my thought in this, and then we're going very quickly to Revelation chapter number 12. This is a testimony right here going on. He was testifying of the goodness of God. And as he was sharing with the king, he said, King, you won't believe this. This is the evidence. This is the woman that received the miracle. There is her miracle son standing beside her. Here, King, is the miracle that God wanted you to witness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there anybody that I'm talking to tonight? You know you're a living miracle. You are a living, walking, breathing miracle. Some of us have been in places that we shouldn't have been. Some of us have done things that we shouldn't have done. Some of us, glory be to God, know it was nobody but God got us out of certain situations. And now that we are walking miracles, now that we are living epistles, now that God is saying, let your light so shine before men that they will glorify your Father in heaven. If you notice, me and Pastor Rebecca, oft times while we're preaching, we're sharing about the goodness of God. I ain't telling you what somebody told me. I'm telling you I'm a living miracle. I was a liar and a deceiver. Now he gave me the character of a godly man. Come on, somebody. I was the kind of person, hallelujah, that was not of God. Now God has restored and made me into something he wanted me to be. Hallelujah. I was a person who was angry, lived angry, knew about anger, was unforgiving, and God removed anger. He removed that bitter heart. God gave me a new mindset. God gave me a new outlook on life. God gave me another chance. Are you here tonight? He's a God of second chances. It's never too late, people of God. Therefore, there is no condemnation unto those of us who are in Christ Jesus. If you are a sinner, even if you sinned last night, I don't care how soon or how recent it has been, it's never too late to get right with God. It is never too late to repent. It is never too late to say, God, I'm sorry. I apologize. God, I don't know why I keep falling. God, I don't know why I keep going back to that person. God, I don't know why I keep doing wrong. God, I don't know why I can't get my act together. It's never too late. I'm not just talking about materialistic stuff. I'm talking about your soul. I'm talking about your spirit. I'm talking about your life and your lifestyle. I'm talking about you. It's never too late for you to get your life together, for you to get right with God, for you to have the kind of life and lifestyle that you know you're able to get. It's never too late, people of God. We have to believe God. We got to keep trying. We got to live by faith and not by sight. We got to put our flesh up under subjection. We have to pray without ceasing. We have to believe until the very end. God is able, church. People of God, He is able. This woman was about to get restored everything that she lost. Everything that she lost, she's about to get it back. Go to Revelations before we close out in 2 Kings chapter 8. I need to finish this story as we look at verse 6 and 7. But go on over. I'm going to tell you how powerful your testimony is. Your testimony is not my testimony, and my testimony is not your testimony. I need to hear how good God has been to you. I need to hear about what He has done for you. Go to Revelations. Let me find my scripture here. I think it's Revelation. Let me find my scripture here. Revelation. I know I wrote it down. Let me just find it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12, verse number 7. Revelation chapter 12, verse number 7. It's never too late with God. Never too late to get what we lost back. Never too late to accomplish our dreams and our goals. Never too late to fulfill our kingdom assignment. It's just never too late. Revelations 12, verse 7 and 8. Please read the entire chapter, even as we go off the air tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. But for the sake of time, look at verse 7 and 8. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought him and his angels, demons. There was a war in heaven. And prevailed not, neither was his place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil, called Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. And his angels, those demons, were cast out with him. Look at verse number 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, I'm getting happy, and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you dwell in them. But woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil is come down into the great wrath, because he know his time is short. Gehazi was testifying on behalf of this woman. Go back to 2 Kings chapter number 8. Now she has the ability and the opportunity to speak for herself to the king, the one that has the authority, the one that has the ability, the one that has the power to give her what she's believing God for. Verse number 6. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all, my God, restore all that was hers and all the fruits of her field since the day that she left her land, even until now. You ought to run around your own house right now. You ought to get up from your table, get up in your bedroom, walk around your car and say, God, hallelujah, I haven't lost a thing. If you want to give it back to me, I'm going to get it back. If you desire to restore, you will restore. It's never too late with you, God. I believe, Pastor Anthony, tonight that it ain't over until you say it's over. Hallelujah. That you have the final word. You have the final report, and I believe the report of the Lord. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter what the doctors are saying. It doesn't matter what the creditors are saying. It doesn't matter what the gossipers and the haters are saying. All that matters is what God is saying. And if God is telling you to fight the good fight of faith, baby, you better fight. If God is saying don't give up, you better not give up. If God is saying don't quit, you best not quit. Hallelujah. I'm sure this woman knew she had a very small chance of getting everything back. I'm sure this woman knew that even though she's going to the king, the chances of her getting her stuff back, hallelujah, was almost slim to none. But Gehazi was there. Have you ever been in the right place at the right time? Oh, my God. Have you ever had a coincidence that you was at the right place at the right moment, in the right season, at the right time, and God gave you a miracle? Amen. You applied for the apartment at the right time. I met my wife in a bar. I wasn't going to go to that bar that night. I was thinking about another club. For some reason, I saw when she walked in, her sister called her. She said she wasn't coming out, but decided to come. Amen, somebody. So I was at the right place at the right time to see my future walk through the door. And we're still together today. Come on. Are you here tonight? Are you listening to what Pastor is saying? If you're believing God, for whatever you're believing God for, there are no coincidences with God. Who would have known that Gehazi, not Elisha, the prophet, didn't even have to be there. You have two people representing Elisha, the great man of God, who saw Elijah taken up in a whirlwind in a chariot of fire. Who Elijah performed 7 miracles, but Elisha performed 14 miracles, double. Who is that for right there? God about to give you double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. God, he is never, see, oh, glory be to God. God can double your salary. God can give you double blessings. God can give you a double anointing. God can, oh my God, go ahead and read all of Job. In the end, Job got double. He was already wealthy. He was already rich. He was already a powerful man, and God doubled it. Oh my God. Whew. You see why we got to stay in the Word of God? This thing will encourage you. The Word of God is spirit. We are spiritual beings. And if the enemy can keep us out of the Bible, if the enemy can keep us away from Bible study, if the enemy can keep us away from prayer, if the enemy can keep us away from church, if the devil can keep us away from the letter of the word, which is spirit, the Bible, the canon of scripture, the Old and the New Testament, when you read about Joshua, when you read about Joseph, when you read about Moses, when you read about David, it should encourage you. It should stir up something on the inside of you. When you feel like giving up and you read about Esther, When you feel like throwing in the towel and you read about Abraham. When you feel that it's hopeless and it's useless and you think about glory be to God, Lazarus, it should do something to your spirit. It should speak to your mindset. When the devil trying to lie to you that it's too late, you can say, oh no, I'm going into Thursday. I was about to quit on Wednesday, but I tuned in and I heard a message saying it's not too late. I was going to give up on my business. I was going to give up on going back to school and getting my master's degree. I was going to give up on being married again. I was going to give up, hallelujah, that God can heal me and will heal me. But I heard a word from the Lord. So when I wake up in the morning, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. I was about to give up on Wednesday, but now I got running in my feet on Thursday. I'm going to write the business plan. I'm going to go apply for the loan. I'm going back and apply for school. I'm going to believe God that I can have a good godly relationship. I'm going to believe God that the church still can grow. I'm going to believe God that my finances will change. I'm going to believe God for total healing. I'm going to believe God that he's going to remove every pain out of my body that's been tormenting me. It's never too late. It ain't over until God says it's over. He can heal you. He can deliver you. Move from he can until he will. I don't know if you heard my wife, but she just spoke it into my ear. We got to move from he can. He's able. It's possible. To he's gonna. He will, and he is going to do it. So please understand, write it down in your iPhone, write it down in your Android, put it on your iPad, put it on your laptop. It's never too late with God. We have to believe God until the very end. I'm believing God for so many things. I'm looking into my future and it looks bright. Matter of fact, he let me peep into your future and it looks bright. Woo! Glory be to God. I said your best days are ahead of you. Please hear the prophetic that better is coming to you. You're about to be a magnet for money. You're about to become a magnet for blessings. God is about to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing too much for you to receive. I love that movie, and we're about to close out, but that movie, Facing the Giants. His wife couldn't have a baby. Her womb was barren. He was the coach of a losing football program that was about to fire him. He had a car that did not work. And in the end, his wife got pregnant. They won the state championship, his football team. He was given a new truck, brand new automobile. And the man of God said, I'm overwhelmed. God, you're blessing me so much, I can't even stand up under this kind of blessing. I want to be like that. I just want somebody to knock me down with a feather when God overshadows me with blessings. When God do what he promised me he would do. I just want to believe and receive. How about you? We're going to pray out tonight. But I want you to believe God that it's never too late. Father, in the name of Jesus. You said we shall walk by faith and not by sight. You said the just shall live by faith.
Yes,
God, tonight we believe in miracles again.
Yes, Lord.
Tonight we believe that all things are possible with you. God, we see through the life of this woman that she got everything back that the enemy stole from her.
Yes,
And we believe just because we lost our jobs, just because our home has been in foreclosure, just because we don't make the kind of money we used to make, we don't have the kind of health we used to have, we don't live in the same kind of light house we used to live in, God is never too late with you. So we believe the report of the Lord. We believe with you tonight that all things are possible for those of us who believe. So God, that one that needs a miracle right now, yes, even that one that's believing you for a breakthrough tonight. Yes, even that one who is experiencing sickness in their body and they still believe in you by faith that you're going to restore, that you're going to remove every ailment, every pain, every affliction, every infirmity. God, we believe by faith right now that it's never too late to walk in total healing, to have peace of mind, to be not all stressed out and have anxiety and insomnia, not ever to sleep at night. God, is never too late with you. So I pray as we get this down in our spirit, help us never to give up on our children that look like they're going opposite your way. Help us not to give up on our marriages that look like it's going from bad to worse. Help us not to give up on our goals and our aspirations, even though it looks like they're getting further away from us. But God, we're believing you tonight that it's never too late in the name of Jesus. I pray that you receive that tonight as we go down from this place. It's never too late. Please sow a seed into the ministry. We thank you in advance for helping us do the work of the Lord. Go in peace and serve the Lord, each and every one of you. We love you with the love of Jesus. Good night and God bless.